Ask people in the construction industry about the problems they're facing, and one thing comes up more than any other.
There's definitely a construction worker shortage in the state of Maine.
That's Meredith Kirkman. She's an assistant professor of construction engineering at the University of Maine. And she says the efforts to address that shortage tend to run up against one big demographic obstacle.
Our workforce is very male and white.
It's also aging, as is Maine's workforce more generally. But about half of the potential workforce is female. And Kirkman says that resource is untapped in construction.
We're like 95% done with this project. We've been working on it since last fall. And we're really sort of buttoning up right now the exterior portions, finishing up sort of the miscellaneous pieces.
Deirdre Wadsworth is the owner of Hardy Pond Construction. It's a company based in Portland that does projects around southern Maine. As we tour a building site in Scarborough, she says the labor shortage in construction is having a real impact on the bottom line.
General contractors, all the subcontractors, nobody has enough people to do what they need to do. And we're getting to a point where there are two courses of action. People are either taking on the work and not being able to do it in the timeline that they need, or they're not able to take on the work.
Since she took over the family business a few years ago, Wadsworth's been hiring more women. Hardy Pond is now 33% female, as compared to the state average of just under 2.5%. And she says because there are more women in the company, it's a place that more women want to come and work.
Jen, you're skinny, aren't you?
Yes.
Will you come here, please?
Yes.
I got a glue of 90 in that corner.
Okay. 29-year-old Jennifer Soma works in the field for Hardy Pond. She's got good skills, and thanks to her small size, she can fit into tight spots on the job site.
See that corner? Can you get in there? Maybe around? I'd appreciate it.
I always liked cars. My father will laugh at this. We always had a dead car in the driveway growing up, and I always just wanted to learn how to fix it.
Soma studied automotive technology at Portland's Arts and Technology High School, the career and technical education school in Portland.
I graduated one of the top in my class. I was the only female in the automotive program.
Eventually, she moved over to construction. She says in the early days, she did feel like she had to prove herself.
I used to feel like because I'm a girl, I have to work harder than they are just to kind of be an equal. But especially here, like, that's not the case at all. It just gets easier, I guess, as you go.
Construction is often characterized as a sexist industry. Think like hard-hatted workers hooting at women walking by. And it's often been a hostile work environment for women as well. A 1998 study by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration found that 88% of women in construction in the U.S. reported being sexually harassed. That same study also found a lot of the health and safety hazards of the job were worse for women. No one interviewed for this story reported being harassed. But UMaine's Meredith Kirkman says that in the course of her career, she's had to stop bringing pens and paper to meetings on projects that she's running, because she didn't want to be asked to take notes.
There are certainly stereotypical parts of the construction industry. There's awkward meetings and there's inappropriate comments that certainly happens.
But Kirkman says times are changing and it's becoming more common to see women being welcome on a job site. She says younger workers expect work sites to be more inclusive, more diverse, and safer. And that's what smart companies want, too.
I think it's very well known that a more diverse workforce leads to better projects and better outcomes.
And, of course, a bigger labor pool. Meanwhile, the industry's working with the UMaine system, community colleges, and the technical schools, and hiring pretty much every one of their graduates. Some of the bigger construction companies in the state, like Chinbro and Sargent, will also train people for free. And Hardy Pond owner Deirdre Wadsworth says she's always keeping an eye out for women who are already working in construction as well.
I am a woman, and I notice when there are other women on job sites. And if I have the opportunity to hire somebody, I might go look for a female, and it could be somebody that I've already seen on a job site working for someone else.
And you can see pictures of Deirdre Wadsworth and Jennifer Soma and read the story at mainepublic.org.